This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Philippians chapter 3 from verse 4 to 14. You can read it, but I start from verse 10. This was Paul. It says, that I might know him and the power of resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Have you seen it there? If by any means I might attain unto resurrection of the dead, as though I already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, that I might apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. So I count not to have been apprehended. Thank you, my Father. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things that are before me. So I press. I'm intentional. I'm deliberate. I'm focused. I want to reach even beyond some certain points. This is what, This is what Paul was saying here. So please, let's say again, someone please help me say, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Now listen very carefully. This just tells me the strong desire that Paul had, which was beyond the boundaries of his knowledge of Jesus Christ at that point. So there are many things that are yet unknown, so to speak, even in Christ. Remember that this was St. Paul. This was the same Paul who was caught up in the third heavens and heard many things and saw many things that were unlawful even for disclosure. He could not come and say those things because these were things of deep things. He had interaction with God. He had interaction with Christ. He was caught up in the third heavens. Remember that this was the same Paul who Jesus appeared unto on the way to Damascus. Acts chapter 9 from verse 3 to 5. Jesus appeared unto him, and it was Jesus that introduced himself to him. A light shone round about him. The Bible says he fell to the earth, he fell to the ground, and he says, who is this? And Jesus Christ introduced himself. He said, it is me, Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Say, you cannot kick against the pricks. All what you are doing is a waste of time. It's just motion without action. Say, you, it's me, Jesus, whom thou persecuted. So this was a man whom Jesus introduced himself to. It wasn't someone that introduced Jesus to him. Jesus was the one that introduced himself to him. And we saw what happened 3 days after. We saw that he went into fasting. He had an encounter that changed his life. And Jesus gave him instruction. He received him and he said, Lord, 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 who art thou, Lord? This was the same Paul whom Jesus gave the sacrament to directly. For I receive of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night he which was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, this is my body which is broken for you. In the same manner, he took the cup also. And when he had supped, he said, this is the new covenant. This in my blood. Paul was not yet born again when this was happening. He was not even there. But he said, I received this from the Lord. So it was Jesus that personally, this was a man that had an encounter with Jesus, that Jesus transferred the sacrament, the interaction to him directly. Not only that, this was the same Paul who in a trance in the temple, and when Jesus appeared to him in the trance, gave him instruction to go to preach to the Gentiles. He said, see, these people are not going to receive your testimonies. I'm sending you now to the Gentiles. And that was how his ministry began. So he was the one that directed him. Yet, in the book of Philippians, he's still saying that I might know him. I might know him. What is it about him? He wanted to know. This was the same Paul that Jesus appeared to in a vision in the prison and told him, he said, see, you have testified of me here in Jerusalem. You must go to Rome also to bear witness of all these things. Acts chapter 23 from verse 11. And he's coming to say that I might know him. What was it that he wanted to know about Jesus? You can feel the tempo of his desire. Moses said, show me your glory. David said, as their heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my heart for thee, O Lord. People came unto Philip and say, Philip, that we might see Jesus. The disciples said unto him, show us, teach us. And now Paul also saying, that I might know thee. The same Paul who had known him as the Savior. The same Paul who had known him as the Lord, the same Paul who had known him as the Master, the same Paul who had known him as the Son of God, the same Paul who had known him as a shepherd, the same God Paul who had known Jesus as the one that baptizes with fire and with the Holy Ghost, the same one Paul who had known him in the place of communion with the elements, signifying of his body and also of his blood, the same Paul who had eaten the flesh of Jesus and drank his blood, the same Paul who had known him as a comforter. Everywhere he went in the prison, Jesus was always with him, never let him to go. The same Paul whom Jesus appeared to many times and encouraged him, he had known him as an encourager. He had known Jesus as an instructor. He has known him as the healer. Oh my God. And the same Paul is saying that I might know him. It tells me that there is a relationship that is beyond who he is. The knowledge that is beyond the circumference of your knowing him. Much more than knowing him as Lord, as Savior. Listen very carefully. God is calling us into a place of relationship, into a realm that is beyond everything that we have known about him. St. Paul had known him as a sanctifier, as his righteousness. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 30. Paul explained, he is our righteousness. He is our redemption. He is our sanctification. Having known all these, what does it mean to know him? What was Paul talking about? We'll continue this in the second service. If you are here this morning, let's bow down and pray. And you don't know Jesus as Lord, Savior. You've not accepted him as your Lord and Savior. This is a wonderful moment. For the power of not only death here, if death comes to kill you before your time. As we see in the book of Timothy, that Satan just has people whom he deals at his own will. Captives. It is there. You can check it yourself. But also the second death. The death unto damnation. Unto hell. The one who is resurrection the life. He has come. To secure your life. That you might know him. As Lord. As Savior. And many other dimensions. And that himself wants to transport you. To the level beyond all these dimensions. So if you're here this morning, you want to give your life to Jesus, and say, Pastor T, I want you to pray for me. I want to submit to his Lordship. I want to know Jesus. Bible talks about him when he was raised from the dead, that there are many infallible proofs. They saw him. One time, 500 people saw him at once. Cleopas saw him. The women saw him. The disciples on the way to Emmaus saw him. One time it was to them 40 days, not 1, 2, 3 days, 40 days in his passion. The way he was discussing with them, just talking about. People still see him today. I have people who have given testimonies in Saudi Arabia, in Iran, in Iraq, all over the world, who gave their lives to Christ, not because somebody preached them, but because Christ appeared unto them. And in many meetings, people still see him. People still see him. People still see him. He's alive. Not once, not twice, in many of our meetings, people see Jesus. When the night vigil does this, Friday, the night vigil, so what happened? Power of God will hit someone, someone who had never thought can never enter into a trance. So surprise, boom! And then shouting, and what do you see? Brightness. What do you see? I see Jesus. He was too bright. People still see him. You also, this morning, can know him. His body has some faith. So if you're here this morning, you say, Pastor T, I want you to pray for me. I'm seated up here. I want to know Jesus personally. Wherever you are, just lift up your hands. I'd like to pray with you. Thank you. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Lift up those hands. Thank you. Just wave. I want to know him upstairs. Lift up your hands very quickly. There's no time. I want to know him. 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 I want you to pray for me. I want to know him. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Thank you. I appreciate you and thank you and I bless you. Hallelujah. Well, people upstairs, I would like to meet you too personally. Thank you, church. Don't stop clapping. Don't stop clapping. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we'll continue the message in second service. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.